This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of this year's legislation that relates to utilities.
House Bill 2057.
House Bill 2057 became law on August 28th. This new law modifies provisions relating to video service providers. Senator Holly Thompson Rader of Scott City handled this measure in the upper chamber this year.
That has already been passed out of this body over to the House. It was passed a few weeks ago, Senate substitute for Senate Bill 872. And this is clarifying language that any specifies that the work that we did back in 06 and 07 with defining video service, it clarifies that so that it doesn't allow for streaming services to be individually charged for.
When Missouri senators first discussed this proposal on the floor of the Missouri Senate on May 7th, Senator Thompson Rader told her colleagues it contains several amendments.
Senate Bill 772, which extends the sunset on the Uniform Small Wireless Facility Deployment Act, and it changes it from January of 2025 to December 31st of 2029. And this was included in Senate Bill 872 that has been passed out of the Senate earlier this session. It also includes reimbursement for utility facility relocation.
Streaming services were not the only focus for lawmakers during this year's regular legislative session.
There was a pretty extended debate on an omnibus bill relating to utilities.
In addition, there was Senate Bill 740. This legislation also included provisions relating to natural gas service, electricity, water, and renewable energy. Senator Tracy McCurry of St. Louis County is among the bill's supporters.
Like your electricity and gas and water. I am committed to working really hard to make sure that you keep as much money as possible in your pocketbook. So I'm working with folks on all sides of these issues to see if there is any compromise available. But I just want you to know I'm looking out for you and making sure that you don't pay any more than needed for your utilities like gas and water and electricity.
Senate Bill 740 did not become law this year. In the meantime, Missouri senators continue to pre-file legislation for the next regular legislative session. Pre-filed bills will start to receive their official numbers on December 1st. The first regular session of the 103rd General Assembly will begin in January. With a new General Assembly will come some new faces in the Missouri Senate. There will be 10 new faces in the upper chamber next year. There are 34 Missouri senators altogether. We will continue to highlight both those measures that have become law, as well as proposals that were not so successful this year, but could return in one form or another next year. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.